integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
You'll hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Homes girls trailing Greenbrier by a score of 15-14. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, before we talk about tonight's matchup, looking back on our Friday night, your big victory over Greenwood, 58-56 in overtime, putting you guys in the state tournament. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Matt. That's man, what a great feeling, you know, to be there to punch your ticket, you know, a week early. You know, last year it was you know, we fell short.
Yep.
It came down to the last game, you know, while we're playing such meaningful games all year, you know, we've kind of been in a state tournament type feel for about all season. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we talk about it all the time. If you don't play good in this conference, you don't win. And you know, you gotta win ball games. And you know, we're sitting there with a few minutes left, and we knew Harrison was playing. And you know, they had, you know, Van Buren's really good. And, you know, that game, we thought that game could go either way. And, you know, Brad reaches up or leans up and says, hey, we really need to win this. So
yeah.
I knew what he's talking about. And then a couple of minutes goes by, he's like, Harrison lost. We really need to win. I said, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Let's not let the kids hear that. They
yeah.
Well, you know, we don't need any added pressure here.
Right.
And it was really nice when Robbins missed that shot and you know, we're able to secure that. And you know, Greenwood's such a tough place to play. And for us to kind of eke that out, it was such a physical game. And just want to give, you know, just credit to our kids, the resilient kids. And you know, this senior class has seen a lot. You know, when they were sophomores, it was basically at Greenwood is when we were kind of officially eliminated from the state tournament. You know, last year going, you know, building on that, getting better and coming up so short.
Yeah.
This year, that was our first goal is get to the state tournament. And nice to accomplish that.
I tell you what, one thing, you know, that with that game coming down, that 4-15 record that Greenwood has is deceiving. They've improved a lot from the year
they
before.
Have. Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, BJ does a good job. And Greenwood's such a tough place to play. You know, the week before they beat Russellville at their place. So. And they're such a physical team, and they let it be a physical game, and that you know, and that kind of favors the bigger and stronger team, and Greenwood's bigger and stronger than us, and we had a lot of problems, but yeah, the thing you could tell, you know, that things are moving in the right direction, and I've never really seen a Greenwood team give up. You know, I thought BJ, you know, his team is still playing hard, still playing with a lot of pride. Donnie, their coach last year, his team always played hard. You know,
yeah.
The Greenwood kids never going to give up in anything because they're just used to winning. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game, and we knew we'd have to play well. We didn't play well, but we played well enough.
Yeah. You know, well, now you're looking to this matchup with Greenbrier, and I know you beat them last time at your place. Now, one thing that they didn't have was last time was Eli Weaver. He was hurt in that game. He's back right now, and they've been playing a lot better since then.
They have. They're playing really good right now, and You know, I was talking to Mike earlier, and he felt if they would have had Eli all year, they would have easily been in the top four, and I agree with him. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, with so many good teams in our conference, but
they're playing
extremely well. They're playing as good as anybody in our conference, and you know, they're bigger and just physical, and there's a really good team, and you know, it just tells you what this conference is all about. You don't play good consistently, you don't win, and here you are. You know, this Greenbrier team is really, really good and talented, and you know, they're not going to get to play you know, next week, and that's a shame. But that just tells you how you know, from top to bottom, it's a really even league with a lot of good basketball teams. And again, we're fortunate to be a part of that. And but we're not looking past anything. You know, we're going to have to play really good against Greenbrier tonight. We're talking about Greenwood. They're bigger and more physical than Greenwood. And the last time we played them, we hit a lot of shots. And we played probably some of the best basketball that we've played. And we haven't played that well since. And we need to get it going. We need to come out here and play well, just like we did the first time on these guys. And because if we don't, it could be a long night. I'm expecting our guys taking another step this week. Let's get better. Let's get this thing rolling. Get some momentum going in the state.
Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
I appreciate all you do, my friend. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Mount Tom boys coach Josh Fulcher. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of our numbers here at halftime. Right now, Mount Tom's leading scorer is Lakin Moore with 5, and then 3 each for Jayla Yonkers, Parker Husky, and Olivia Fossis. Greenbrier has one player in double figures so far. That is Destry Steele. She's got 11. Of their 15, and two more scored by Jade Steele and Rihanna Doris. This game has had two ties and one lead change. And looking at some of the other numbers that we've got right now, rebounds, Greenbrier with 13 and Mountain Home with 11. Turnovers right now, it is Mountain Home with 7 and Greenbrier with 10. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and have the second half in just a moment. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 15-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the expert.